Hello?
Hello. Oh, Express, this is George Ball.
Yes, George.
Tom Mann is on with me.
Hi, Tom.
A quick rundown of the situation in Brazil. We had a meeting this morning with Bob McBurn, Max Taylor, and General O'Meara, who's come up overnight. And we decided, on the basis of the information that had come in this morning, go ahead and start a naval task force out, but with no commitment, so that it'll be steaming down in that direction. It couldn't get into the area before April 10th. In the meantime, we can watch the developments and see whether it should go on or not. But it could be done in a way that doesn't create any kind of public stir. The second thing is, I've located some Navy tankers in Aruba. And the big thing that they're going to need, if they have a successful revolt down there at some point, probably, is some gasoline, both for motor vehicles and for the aviation. The tankers are going to be loaded, but again, they can't be down there till around April the 8th to the 13th. But this is a precautionary move that we're taking. Third is, they're getting together a shipment of ammunition, but this will have to wait before we start moving it, because it'll probably have to be moved by plane, and that can only be done after the situation is verified, and we certainly decided to make a commitment in the situation. Now, what is actually happening on the field is very confused. We just had a teletype conversation with Link Gordon in Rio. It seems clear that the state just north of Rio, which is Minas Gerais, is in revolt. Both the army and the civilian authorities of the state seem to be acting together, and the army has apparently moved in and blocked the road from Rio so that the First Army in Rio couldn't move up and stop the revolt. We're waiting for some clarification of the situation in Sao Paulo, which is the key to the matter. There's apparently been no movement in Sao Paulo, but there's some expected at almost any moment, and we should know within the next few hours what's happening. The hope there would be that the Second Army would move and block the road from Rio down and isolate Rio. And in the meantime, they have drafted an impeachment in congressional circles of Goulart, but there's been no action taken on it, but they've listed all the offenses against the Constitution, which they allege. And there's a lot of bickering around to see what could be done, presumably, in the way of forming some kind of a rump civilian government which would have a claim to legitimacy. The anti-Goulart governors are apparently going to meet Wednesday, and on the basis of the information that Gordon has, there's a significant number of the governors who are prepared to move against Goulart, about nine of them altogether, which is a very impressive number.
How many do they have?
Total number of states there is how many altogether? 19.
20?
No, 21, they tell me. Yeah. These are the big ones. These are the important states, which is the big one. Now, we have instructed Gordon not to take any more contact with the Brazilians till we see how the situation develops. I think there has to be some more movement in Sao Paulo to make sure that this thing is going to move, and we don't want to get ourselves committed before we know how the thing is going to come out. He feels that on the basis of the momentum that's been started so far, it can wait for 12 hours before anything has to be, or overnight, before we have to take any decision on whether we could or shouldn't move, and I think that we can see the developments and then make a judgment on it. I gather you're planning on coming back for us tonight.
Yeah, I'll be in there about 8:30.
Right. Well, we may have another meeting this afternoon with McNamara, but in any event, we'll be changing this information, but I did want you to know the situation.
I think we ought to take every step that we can, be prepared to do everything that we need to do, just because we were in Panama, if that is at all feasible.
We're canvassing all the possibilities to make sure we're not...
I'd put everybody that had any imagination or ingenuity in the Gordon's outfit, or McCone's, or yours, or McNamara's, and we just can't take this one, and I'd get right on top of it and stick my neck out a little.
Right, how are we doing? Well, that's just our own feeling about it, and we've gotten it well organized, I think, now.